FMR 101.3 FM.
Rudolf Franz Erwein, Count of Schönbrunn in southern Germany, was absolutely besotted with Italian music. Growing up with 13 siblings, his parents had made sure that music was a big part of the children's education. Erwein's parents sent him to Italy to round off his education at a time when Italian music was all the rage. Erwein was able to take cello lessons and to indulge in opera and various other concerts. As an adult, Erwein set up his household in a small residence in Wiesentheid, where he started to commission and collect music for the cello by Italian composers. He collected throughout his life, admitting that he constantly wanted new music. This collection still exists, and it's one of the most important sources of Baroque cello music, with over 500 scores. Erwein's brother, Johann Philipp Franz, was elected to the position of Prince Bishop of Würzburg in 1718. He immediately started to gather up musicians from Italy for his court music, music alla Italiana, as he called it. Erwein, who was fortunately living nearby, was thrilled and wrote how it made his blood stir to hear such Italian music again. One of the musicians brought over from Italy was Giovanni Benedetto Plati, a violinist, oboist and composer. When Erwein's brother died, Plati became a musician in Erwein's household. Amongst the compositions that Plati produced were some trio sonatas for Erwein, with violin and cello on equal terms. It's likely that Plati played the violin and Erwein took the cello part. Many of the movements are bracingly contrapuntal, like this Alla Breve from the sonata in E minor. It starts with something like a fugue, and then it draws itself to a close over a robust drone. It's played here by Radio Antiqua. That was the sonata for violin, cello and basso continuo in E minor by Giovanni Benedetto Plati. It was performed by Radio Antiqua.
FMR 101.3 FM.